7 minutes past 7. Ronan Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your Tuesday morning newspapers.
Thanks, Mary. If you're living in the north, there's bad news and better news in this morning's papers. The Irish News tells us that the ESRI has found that people in the south are expected to live 2 years longer than those in the north. The research body says that historically there's been a perception that healthcare services in Northern Ireland are superior relative to those in the Republic. However, this is no longer the case. Fergus Finlay, in his column in The Examiner, says our life expectancy isn't worth much if our government is unable to deal with our housing and disability crises. He goes through the Dáil schedule for the coming week. He says so much of it is taken up with statements and debates on Gaza, biodiversity and world-class education. He says, what the hell is happening? Our leaders are going around the place telling the rest of the world how to do their business, and at home they're running a do-nothing parliament. Fergus Finlay looks at the programme for government and says that out of 150 bills in the programme, they're hoping to publish 21. They have 29 listed for priority drafting and 64 are not drafted, not written and not ready to be enacted at any time this year. The better news for the North, according to the Belfast Telegraph, is the new deal between the UK and the EU. The paper says the details are technical, but it will simplify trade between Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It'll soften the Irish Sea border, the paper says. The Irish News calls it a backstop for slow learners, which seeks to undo the damage caused by Brexit. A couple of education stories in the Irish Times this morning. Two schoolgirls are pictured working on sinks and toilets in a school in Dublin. The school in Adamstown has a teacher who used to be a plumber, and he's designed a course to help students think about alternatives to college after school. Elsewhere in the Times, there's a piece about a boy from Wicklow who's a long way from thinking about life after school. He's 13 and has just finished sixth class again. He had to repeat the year because there was no place in secondary school for him, and now there's still no place for him in September. The Times says this is down to rapid population growth and commuter areas not being planned for. A few sun and summertime stories in the papers. The Star reports that the Spanish government has told Airbnb to delist 65,000 rental properties in the country. This is part of their attempt to deal with Spain's housing crisis. The Examiner reports on a call for beach lifeguards to be scheduled according to the weather rather than the calendar. Although lifeguards aren't employed until the first week of June, one Kerry councillor said they should be out during the fine weather in April and May too. And a Sun story that's a bit darker appears in The Independent. The paper says that for the next few weeks, the most active region of the Sun will be facing the Earth. And from there, solar eruptions and flares could disrupt power grids, navigation signals and even radio broadcasts. And blues and purple are the dominant colours on the paper's front pages today. The Times has a large photo of Air Corps cadets in their blue uniforms. It's taken by Darragh MacDonald from a low angle to show the blue sky over Baldonnell behind them, and above them, as they salute, there's a flypast of Air Corps aircraft. The front of The Independent shows one of those cadets being kissed by her boyfriend, who's also in a blue Air Corps uniform. And the purple is vibrant on the front page of The Examiner. It's a large photo by Channy Anderson and is an ultra close-up of a bee foraging in the bright sunshine in Cork on the purple flower of a chive plant. And it's in The Examiner not just because it's a nice photo, but also because today is World Bee Day.
It certainly is. We believe in the bees. We'll be talking about it later in the programme. Ronan, thank you very much indeed. Coming up after the break, we'll be heading to Kyiv.